This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Tan Chung Han and Melissa Idris. Big day for Malaysia with the arrest yesterday of former Prime Minister Najib Razak. Today he's in court. We'll find out more about the charges as well as whether he'll get bail. On the line, we have Mohd Reza Abdul Rahman, head of MIDF Research. Reza, thank you so much for joining us this morning. FBM KLCI is in positive territory right now. The ringgit is gaining against US dollar. Does this have anything to do with the arrest of Najib Razak?
Well, good morning, Sharad. Certainly, the focus on good governance and emphasizing rule of law has been communicated by the government through many channels. And investigation over various scandals is one of the promises that's aligned to this. Therefore, while the process is painful to say the least, fulfilling campaign promises will certainly inject confidence into the new government. Then this will certainly provide a positive impact on the domestic front.
So, Reza, is this a case of short-term pain, long-term gain? Does that narrative still hold right now?
Well, unfortunately, at the moment, the external factors are driving the markets other than the internal factors, because certainly we are, the world is more connected than ever, and then we have several external factors that rein in on the market, resulting in a decline, not only on our market but also regionally as well.
So what kind of external factors, Reza?
Firstly, as what's been on the headline over the past few months, is a trade war between US and China. This has a direct impact since we export intermediary goods, especially the E&E product to China, which would very find its way to the in the US in terms of finished goods. Secondly, on the monetary policy, the increase in interest rate in the US plus heightened poverty of other central banks following suit has resulted in hot money flowing out, which has suppressed the share price even further. In fact, in the region, Indonesia has raised interest rate by more than 100 basis points this year alone. But unfortunately for Malaysia, we do not expect the BNM to increase rates in the near term.
Certainly,
is the strengthening of US dollar, because that will impact the investment in the emerging market. So as of now, we have seen the dollar index increasing 2% so far.
Okay, so you mentioned everything from the Fed to trade wars to central bank action around the world. So we have seen a lot of money flow out of emerging markets, but given everything that's happening locally in Malaysia, could that add to the pain of Malaysia being as part of the emerging markets?
In a way, yes, but Malaysia's economy is not as bad as what we have seen in other nations. Our GDP is still forecasted to expand by 5.5% this year. And despite the unfavorable base effect last year, we only see we are forecasting headline inflation to average about 2.6%. This is much better than countries like Philippines and Turkey, which has seen inflation went up 4.6% and 11% respectively.
Reza, we've had plenty of commentators and a point to the resilience of Malaysia's economic fundamentals. But again, going back to the recent developments over the last 24 hours or so, does that constitute political risk? Or in other words, has anything that's happened over the last 24 hours or that's set to happen in the near future, could that undermine Malaysia's sound economic fundamentals?
Well, not really, because the thing is, movement of the capital market is pretty much determined on what's going to happen in the future, right? So besides sentiment, the other factor that will drive the market is future earnings. So we have seen a decline in major sectors that in our economy. But the thing is, there are still pockets of stocks that are still ripe to be picked. For example, with a decline in prices, we can certainly look at dividend yielding stocks. For example, Maybank is expected to about 6% yield. UOA Development about 6% yield as well, and the REITs ranging about 5 to 6% dividend yield. At the same time, there's also stocks that have expectation of greater return. For example, we are expecting Muhibah to have a return of about 20%. Banks, certainly CIMB and Maybank, with a 20% upside. And even AirAsia, on the back of stronger passenger flows, we'll be seeing about 20% upside as well.
All right. So thank you for pointing out those specific stocks there. We'll try to pull up those numbers here in just a bit. But also coming back to corporate Malaysia there, you know, look, we have seen plenty of leadership changes at GLCs, at GLICs as well. How are you interpreting those moves there?
Well, certainly the changes happen at the top, but operationally, there's the same people who are working towards getting a better returns for the company. So the impact will be in the long term because it's a strategic movement. But the thing is, if proper corporate governance are being implemented and also the interests of the companies put up front, I think Malaysian corporate future.
Oh, thank you, Reza. That was Reza Abdul Rahman, head of MIDF Research.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.